Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Oh, just another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord, He has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Him. Just another day that the Lord, oh, He has kept me.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day. We thank You for another brand new day that You have made and another day that You have blessed us to be able to see. As I gathered myself this morning and as I prepared myself for prayer, the song that we just sung just was ringing down in my soul that it is just another day that the Lord has kept me. Lord, You kept me from danger, seen and unseen. Lord, You kept me from falling. You kept me and sustained me and provided for me. You provided a roof over my head and clothes on my back. You allowed me to enter into Your gates yesterday with thanksgiving and into Your courts with praise. And today I rise to be able to declare that it's another day that the Lord has kept me. Over and over again, as I look back over the days, and we are in, I believe, our fifth day of our 31 days of prayer, God, You have kept me every single day with my mind stayed on You. And that's very important, God, is that our minds remain on You. Because if our minds are on You, Lord, You will keep us in perfect peace. You will keep our mind stayed on You. And when our mind is stayed on You, God, our mind is stayed on those things that are right, those things that are pure, those things that are lovely. When You keep us, God, throughout the day, oh, God, when You keep us and bless us to see another day, God. We can recall in our minds that there's nobody but you that have kept us and has sustained us and has blessed us to be able to continue to move forward and see another day. I declare, as I usually do, God, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and it gives us an opportunity to rejoice and be glad in it, because the God that we serve is sitting high and looking low, and the God that we serve is in control. It gives us another opportunity to lift up holy hands, to magnify you and glorify you, because you sustain us and you keep us, God. It gives us another opportunity to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise every day that you bless us to be able to see. So when we cry out and when we sing out and when we worship you and praise you and say just another day, it's not a limitation that we're coming into a day, oh God, in fear, that we're coming into a day with regrets, that we're coming into a day with concerns, but it's just another day. It's not anything, it's simple, God, in your hands. All things work together when it's in your hands. Nothing can separate us from your love when it's in your hands. There's no weapon that's formed against us when it's in your hands, God. When it comes to you, today is just another day, because you do the same thing over and over again. You keep on blessing us. You keep on sustaining us, and we thank you for the day. A day, God, that you've already prepared for us, because you know our ending from our beginning. You know the ways that we take. You know the paths that we travel. You know the roads that we walk and that we go, God. And we need you to lead us and guide us and direct us this day in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we can't do this day on our own. As we intend to separate ourselves from the things that represent this world, oh God, and that is unlike you, God, because we want to be whole. We choose you today in the mighty name of Jesus. The choice is simple, whether we want to choose life or we want to choose death, whether we choose the law or whether we choose the spirit, whether we choose carnality or whether we choose holiness, the choice is all yours. I mean, it's ours, Lord, and I choose you today. God, you're the most important thing to me in the world, God. Nothing, God, will come in, God, and cause a separation between you, because I'm hungry for you today. I'm thirsty for you today. I need you to more the more, God. Yes, I know you poured out your spirit yesterday because we had wonderful services all day long, but God, that anointing and that refreshing in your presence was before yesterday. But today, God, you have something new for me. Oh, God, you don't have to give me anything old. You don't have to give me anything run down. You don't have to give me anything left over. But, God, you have a brand new anointing, a brand new refreshing. You have new strength and new mercy, new favor, new grace, God. You have it all new for me today. And so I empty my cup right now, God, because I need you to pour out on me right now, God, and pour out and overflow into me, God, until I pour out your spirit, until I overflow, God, and swallow over, God, with your goodness, God. Overflow, God, with your loving kindness, God. Overflow, God, with your wonderful presence, God. Overflow, God, with your strength and your might, God. I need you the more, and so I empty out right now of all of the cares of this world as we prepare ourselves for our first day of the week, whether we're working at home, or we have to go to a location for our jobs, or when we're on our way to school, God, it's good to begin our week off with you. God, I know that this is not the first day of the week, but it's the first day of the work week, God. And I thank you for visiting us on the first day of the week. I thank you that you allowed your glory to fall in the house of the Lord yesterday, God. And I thank you, God, because I know greater is in store, that as I continue to trust you, as I continue to put my faith in you, as I continue to put my hope in you, God, greater is ahead, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and you know the thoughts that you think towards us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, thoughts of peace and not of evil, Lord. So if you're ordering our footsteps, God, and you know the way that we should take, and you know the plans that you have for my life, God, I can't help but to deduct that greater is in store. It doesn't matter, God, what may rise. It doesn't matter what may come. It doesn't matter what may blow my way. God, greater is in store, because you have a plan to take me higher and higher in you. That don't mean I may get more money. That may not mean I may get a higher title. But God, every day with you is sweeter than the day before, God. Every day spending with you, God, is sweeter than the day before. So a day with you, God, oh God, is just wonderful, God. And we look forward with great anticipation with spending this day with you. Put a song of praise in our heart. Oh, God, that we will worship you in spirit and in truth all day long, because you long for a people. You long for a generation that has a desire to worship you, not just in lip service or, God, in words only, but, God, that we will worship you from the depths of our heart, from the depths of our soul, that it is a desire, that it is a need, that it is an anticipation, God, to be in your presence. And when praises go up, blessings come down. And so you desire to inhabit the praises of your people. You desire to be in the midst of your people. So stir up in us even now, God, songs of worship, God, songs of adoration, songs of praise throughout the day, that we may lift up the name of Jesus and shout it everywhere that we go. Give us holy boldness today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to let our light shine, that we may see our good works and give you the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. It's not about me, Lord, but it's all about you. It's all about kingdom business, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that souls might be saved. Oh, God, the devil cast out, Lord, miracles, signs, and wonders, healings are performed in our midst today. God, yes, today, God, because each and every day is a God day. Each and every day belongs to you, and so the purpose and the plans that you have for us this day is all about you, God. And so it should be our focus. It should be all about you this day. So lead us, God, not into temptation, oh God, but deliver us, God, from those things that cause us to be distracted, that causes us to get off point, that causes us to get out of focus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to choose you, Lord. Oh God, when the enemy lifts up a standard against us, Lord, oh God, help us to choose you, God. When the storm clouds rise and the strong winds blow, Lord, help us to lift up you, God. When our body begins to fail us, Lord, and those things begin to hurt within us, Lord, help us to look to you, Jesus, in the mind. In the name of Jesus, help us to look to you, Lord, in every area of our lives, Lord. When finances run short, help us to look to you, Lord. When seeing children start acting up, help us to look to you, God. When friends turn their back on us, Lord, help us to look to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are the answer for the world today. You are the answer for every storm that rises. You are the answer for everything that rises in our body. In the name of Jesus, we can declare and speak life, because it's all about you. It's all about you. And so thank you for keeping us in perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. There's no God that is greater than you. I know those, people worship Buddha, people worship Allah, people worship Confucius, but God, there is no God like you. We can't form you with our hands. God, we can't cast you away when we don't feel like being around you, Lord. But you are everywhere. You are omnipotent. You are omnipresent. God, you are omniscient. God, that means you know everything. You're everywhere, God, and you're all-powerful, Lord. And, God, you are a mighty God. And so, God, it's another day that you have made, another day that you've kept us, and another day that you've given us victory. Okay, because we speak those things into our atmosphere. We speak affirmatively and confidently, knowing that our God is in control and that you will bless us in this day. Thank you for being a merciful God, a God that washes us of our sins. Yesterday we celebrated your birth, burial, and resurrection as we celebrated communion and what you did for us. We thank you for the blood that was shed, and we thank you, God, for being a God that washes us clean thoroughly, Lord. You cleanse us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, that if we confess, you're faithful enough to forgive. That's all we have to do, is open up our mouth and confess, Lord. That doesn't mean that we won't reap the fruit that we have sown, the fruit that we have sown, or the harvest from what we have sown. But God, you are a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of favor, a God of love, a God of patience. And Lord, we thank you for being that God. And so, God, we pray if there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, forgive us even right now. Forgive us of sins of omission. Forgive us of sins of commission in the mighty name of Jesus. From the very crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, purge us with hyssop. created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord, that as we go through this day, God, nothing will get in the way between us and your glory, because I am determined that I'm walking with you today. I am determined that I'm going to make your name great this day. I am determined that I'm going to lift up your name, Lord, so that you will come and inhabit my praises, Lord, and you will come and show up in a great and mighty way, because you are such a great big God. I want to make my praise great and big, so that you would come on in and inhabit my praises, Lord. And so I got to make it glorious, God, because you too big to sit into this little bit of praise, God. And so I'm going to bless your name. I'm going to chase after you. I'm going to glorify you so that you can come in and rest in me and make me greater, make me stronger, make me more like you. I want to reflect your image today. So let me reflect it in love, in loving those that are unloved. Help me to reflect it in love and compassion into those that are not receiving compassion. Oh, God, help me to love like you, to forgive all of those that trespass against me. Help me, God, to love like you, Lord, and to be patient with those that berate me and those that persecute me, God, because it's about your righteousness and it's about you. And so help me to be more like you today. Thank you for being so awesome. Thank you for being so mighty. Thank you for being God and being God alone. Have your way, Lord, in us today. We'll walk with you. We'll talk with you. We'll make your name glorious. Have your way in us today. We yield to you and we say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, Lord. Have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way and be glorified in your people. That our praise could come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. We don't want it to stink in your nostrils and for you to turn away, but we want you to bask in our praise and inhabit our praise and come in the midst of us and, God, and take us through everything that you have in store for us today. We welcome you, Lord, this day. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. Our focus today in day 5 of our 31 days of prayer is cleansed from every sin. It comes from Psalm 103:12. And it reads, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Our corresponding scriptures to go with this is Hebrews 10:10 and 1 Peter 3:18. We encourage you to go visit our website where we provide some thought on those scriptures and on our scriptures today, and then also our prayer will be posted there shortly. I encourage you also to forward this. At the bottom of that of our website, on each page, there's a link that says share on Facebook. I encourage you to share that with your social media people and your social media circles so that we can spread the news that it's 31 days of prayer. We're looking for God to move on our behalf and give us victory as we break through into our new year. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.